You know, I've been on this VA committee since I came to Congress. And, you know, as a doctor, I worked in the VA in Iron Mountain for about 20 years. And for the last 3 years in the committee, we've been, you know, investigating stuff like you've been hearing about on the news lately, this, you know, this waiting list in Arizona. You know, this is about accountability. Frankly, I'm happy that finally the press has picked up on it. There's a clamor for getting something done, which I'm so happy about, because we've been working to try to get these VA officials to be accountable, you know, since I've been there. So this is great that, you know, there's finally a brouhaha about it, because our veterans, you know, I worked at that hospital. I know and understand, you know, these guys deserve good care. So, you know, I'm happy that, you know, this is going on. We need to raise the performance level of these VAs.
So what is it that when you look at this now with some of the changes that have been talked about and how it got here? I mean, obviously, even in the statement that you released earlier, it said basically that, you know, we got to kind of move past finger pointing right now and say, let's get some things done, make some changes. What are some of the changes that you would like to see? I mean, if it were up to you and you've got the hands-on experience with the VA, what are some of the things that you would suggest as changes?
Well, one of the things we did this week was we, you know, passed legislation to make it easier to fire people in the VA. These senior managers that have been mismanaging the care, there's no accountability there. You know, it's so frustrating. Nobody gets fired. They keep getting bonuses, and yet the patients aren't getting care. That's the frustrating part. You know, how do we get that administration of the VA to be more accountable and make sure that it's as efficient as possible? And, you know, we've been writing legislation and all that, but the brouhaha that the American public is putting up against this mismanagement is the best thing, because, you know, we will finally get some change in the VA with the coming, you know, out of this.
Congressman Dan Benyshek with us this morning. We're chatting with him, getting a legislative update. And you mentioned that on the committee you had heard about these kinds of things, but it had not caught the national attention. Now it has. It looks like it would certainly be moving, then getting things moving a little easier when this kind of attention to the issue.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what we need, because it's an emergency. I mean, veterans are dying. And you know, I'm sick and tired of these people that come before us in the committee. They sit there, they're smiling, they're talking, oh, yeah, well, we're going to do it, you know, honest we are, and nothing happens. And then, nobody gets fired, nobody gets to even put on their performance report that they didn't comply with an inspector general order. It's just, you know, business as usual. And that's the attitude that really needs to come from the management of the whole system, where people, you know, need to be accountable for their failures. And that's what we need, you know, in the VA. You know, it's just a bureaucracy that one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing, you know, stuff like that. You know, we'd rail against it in the committee all the time. Yesterday we had a guy there saying, yeah, well, I understand. We're working on it. But those are just the kind of answers that, you know, drive you nuts. So I'm really happy that there's a big brouhaha. You know, I called for the secretary to resign. I just think that there's been too many, you know, of these allegations of mismanagement and fraud. And, you know, there's going to be an inspector general report out yet. You know, I waited for a while to see what that would show, but I just couldn't wait any longer. I had to call for his resignation. So that's where we're at.